via remote. This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. A joint session of the U.S. Congress certified President-elect Joe Biden's Electoral College victory early this morning, several hours after supporters of President Trump stormed the U.S. Capitol in an attempt to overturn Biden's win. This is VOA News. Continuing with our top story, Biden topped the 270 electoral vote threshold to become president and Kamala Harris vice president. President Trump issued a statement that he disagrees with the outcome of the election and he has the facts to bear it out. But there will be an orderly transition of power on January 20th when Biden and Harris are sworn into office. In his statement, President Trump did not say if he will attend the inauguration. On Wednesday, Trump stared up the protesters at a rally near the White House before his followers rushed the Capitol, many vandalizing the building. Amid the chaos, a California woman was shot and killed inside the Capitol, and the circumstances of the incident are under investigation. Three other people died in apparent medical emergencies. Several police were injured in the clashes, and dozens of arrests were made. President-elect Biden condemned the protesters storming the Capitol, calling their action an assault on the most sacred of American undertakings, the doing of the people's business. Facebook and Twitter reportedly suspended President Trump from their platform Wednesday after his supporters stormed the Capitol. Twitter locked Trump out of his account for 12 hours and said that future violations, including repeating falsehoods about the integrity of the presidential election by Trump, could result in permanent suspension. Facebook and Instagram, which Facebook owns, following the evening, announcing that Trump wouldn't be able to post for 24 hours following two violations of its policies. The White House did not immediately offer a response to the actions. In other news, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Washington is considering sanctions and other restrictions on those involved in the arrest of dozens of people in Hong Kong and warned it could target the territory's economic and trade office here in the United States. Pompeo also said he was appalled by the arrest of an American citizen as part of Wednesday's crackdown, and the United States will not tolerate the arbitrary detention or harassment of U.S. citizens. Hong Kong police arrested 53 people in the dawn raids on democracy activists in the biggest crackdown since China last year imposed a security law, which opponents say is aimed at squashing dissent in the former British colony. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, that is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News. We'll be right back.